Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, October 15th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we are going to discuss the global oil industry, falling oil prices, the glut in the world oil supply, and why prices have been falling in recent days. You've probably noticed it yourself. If you bought any gas recently, it's probably a little bit cheaper. I recently paid $2.95 a gallon in my city of Memphis, Tennessee. The question, though, is why have these prices been falling? According to the Federal Energy Information Administration, the United States has surpassed Saudi Arabia and Russia as the world's biggest oil producer and the biggest producer of natural gas. Can you imagine that, folks? Who would have thought it? The U.S. outproducing the Saudis, the U.S. shale producers using new fracking technology and drilling mostly on private lands where the federal government is not involved are responsible for the drilling boom in the United States privately. The Saudis must be seething over this. They do not want to lose market share to the United States or anyone else, and it appears they're not going to accept it without a struggle. The announcement that the U.S. is the new number one producer first made in July 2014, and since then, the price of a barrel of Brent crude has fallen from $110 to under $89, the lowest U.S. price in 2 years. Why? The Saudis are lowering their prices, and according to a Reuters report, they are willing to accept oil prices of $80 a barrel, perhaps even lower. The world supply, as I said earlier, is high right now. But the Saudis will not cut production. They will continue lowering prices with the current glut in effect. The Saudis usually act in accord with OPEC policies. That's the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. But in this price reduction, many other OPEC members objected. So the Saudis acted on their own. The OPEC countries simply can't afford lower prices, but lower prices they will get. OPEC is made up of Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran, Kuwait, Venezuela, Nigeria, Ecuador, Angola, Libya, the United Arab Emirates, and Qatar. Those nations depend on a high oil price to fund their deficit spending, which provides the benefits that keep their citizens from revolting and overthrowing their governments. Now, according to Bloomberg, Iran is following the Saudis, especially to their Asian customers. Asia is very important to them. They do not want to lose the Asian market share. It's now the largest market for Saudi Arabia and Iran. The Saudis announced that their price lowering was an attempt to punish Iran for its nuclear ambitions and Russia for its policies in Syria. But I wonder if this could be another Cold War between the United States and Russia over energy. If so, it is a kind of arsenic therapy, I guess, where you try to take enough arsenic to kill the disease, but not enough to kill yourself. It's true that lower oil prices will affect exporting countries like Russia and Iran drastically. They are already hurting from U.S. and EU sanctions. But the Saudis' real reason is obvious for anyone to see. They want to pressure U.S. shale producers out of business, or at least to where they have to reduce production. There is a price below which it is unprofitable to drill for oil, and the Saudis are trying to find that price. The U.S. producers have been aggressively drilling for every barrel they can get. This has forced the Saudis to shift much of their export capacity to Asia. And the U.S. is expected to add another 1 million to 1.5 million barrels per day next year. The U.S. has had a recent no-export policy on petroleum, but for at least 10 years, but that has recently changed. Why would we want to export oil now when we don't produce as much as we use? Well, we do not have the refining capacity to refine and use all we are capable of producing with no new refineries having been built for decades. Recently, a 1 million barrel tanker left Valdez, Alaska, headed for South Korea, and the Saudi price cut announcement came. A few days later, the Saudis have decided not to keep the price steady by cutting production. At the same time, they lower prices, so the same amount will be produced just at lower prices. They have the ability to lower or raise oil prices by just turning their valves. So this decision is obviously directed at their competition, especially their U.S. competition, the new kids on the block, if you will. I would predict that the rest of OPEC will be forced to go with them, as the Iranians have done. But for many, it will be difficult because their capacity is lower and they are dependent on higher prices. The Russian 2014 budget, for example, assumes a $115 per barrel price for oil. That's been lowered now to $100 in 2015. The U.S. has added over 3 million barrels per day to global supplies in recent years and has cut into the Saudi market share. The Saudis are trying to get that back, plus show the world who runs the oil world by lowering the global price. So if the Saudis say they can accept $80 per barrel, is that enough to accomplish their goals? Probably not. According to the reports I've been reading on U.S. companies, many U.S. drillers could be profitable at $60 or perhaps even $50 per barrel. Below that, though, it would be very difficult for them to survive long term. The good news is that they are apparently more robust and lean than the Saudis think. Russia, Iran, and Venezuela, already in trouble, will be hurt by these reductions. But how low are the Saudis prepared to go in their price war? Time will tell, folks. There's nothing you and I can do about it. So just enjoy the lower gas prices while you can. At least that's the way I see it. Till next time, this is Daryl Castle, folks. Thanks for listening.